Well, good afternoon, everyone. When I was growing up, we alternated Christmas Day celebration between our home and my aunt's house, my dad's younger sister. And it was like a scene out of the movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. If you have seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Having a huge family, and we would be around 40 people in the same house. It was the zoo. I don't really remember having an aunt that broke wind every time she got up, as per Father Mike's family. But I did have an Uncle Tony. Everyone should have an Uncle Tony in their family, especially one who made his homemade wine, homemade cold cuts and sausage, marinated cheese in his wine, but most importantly, he made his own grappa. It's basically Italian moonshine. Uncle Tone was my godfather, and he kept his grappa in mason jars, hence moonshine. He also used to marinate cherries in grappa. Those were good. So imagine this big Italian family. We sat down, and we ate, and we ate, and we ate some more. As kids, we were allowed to pour a little homemade wine in our glass of 7-Up, and after the meal, all the men would sit down, they would play Italian cards, the briscola, scopa, and we would watch them play. That's when the grappa came out, and the marinated cherries as well. And Uncle Tony, being my godfather, made sure that I would have a couple for myself. Now, especially when you're 10 or 12, then you can find yourself a little tipsy just eating cherries. Who knew? These were great memories for me, playing with all my cousins, and there were a lot of cousins. Now, even with all those people in one house, there was always room for one or two more visitors, and inevitably, someone would show up in the middle, unannounced, a friend, a neighbor, right in the middle of our party, and we would welcome them joyfully. There's always enough food, an extra chair and table to put at the table. I remember one particular Christmas that was at our house, and we were celebrating, tutta la famiglia, all together, and we got a surprise visit, a family friend, who was a missionary priest, Father Hector. He had just returned from 3 years in South Africa doing work. No one knew that he was coming. And when he walked through the door, everyone leapt to their feet with great joy. We had not seen him in such a long time. The thing is, Father Hector, with his beard and his stature, looked a little like Jesus. And anyone who met Father Hector fell in love with him right away. Father Hector was the one who taught me how to serve as an altar server. And when you were around him, faith was always easily shared with him. And when I served Mass with him, it was with great joy. That particular one was a really good Christmas for me. We are in the final days of our Advent journey. Already 4 candles are lit. Christmas is almost here, just 2 days away. And the Word of God is seeking to open our hearts to the great mystery which we are about to celebrate, the birth of Jesus. And this weekend is the final chapter in our series, Coming Home. Now, this might mean that you will be receiving visitors, either family or friends, to your home for Christmas, or maybe you will be received as a visitor in somebody's home. So here's a great question. What would you do if Jesus walked through your door on Christmas Day? And if so, how would you introduce him to Jesus? How would you take Jesus and introduce him to others in a very loving, joyful way, non-threatening, this Christmas? Think about that. someone knocks at the door, and there he is. How would you receive him? We can look at today's gospel for some guidance. In the story of the visit, it's about Mary visiting Elizabeth, even before Jesus comes to the rest of the world at Christmas, and Elizabeth has the extraordinary privilege of having him come to her. This is Elizabeth's Christmas day. On this day, she has her encounter with the Lord. Isn't this what Christmas is all about? That the author of the universe has come to us as a fragile little baby, so he can encounter us, be with us. I believe the image of Mary visiting Elizabeth and bringing Jesus to her. Mary does what I hope to do as a deacon, to meet Jesus. And if we're attentive enough, we will get to know him, have a relationship with him, to follow him, and then we can go and introduce him to others. And we can use Mary as our role model for any Christian whose role is simply to be a Christ bearer. In today's gospel, Elizabeth meets Jesus while he's still in the womb of his mother. In fact, John the Baptist, also in the womb, shows a clear sign that he is in the presence of the divine. Think about it. It's funny that it was an unborn baby who first responded to the presence of Jesus. I also believe that Jesus comes to visit us very often. It may be through a friend, through a family member, a missionary priest, or even a future granddaughter who is still in the womb. Yes, Lynn and I are expecting to be our first grandchild this coming May, and we are very happy for that. So let me repeat my question. What would you do if Jesus came to visit you on Christmas Day? Today's gospel marks the beginning of a new way of being a visitor, a sojourner. The birth of Jesus is not a once-off event, but is repeated again and again within every heart of every Christian. Like Mary, once I say my yes, the Holy Spirit comes upon me, and the power of the Most High overshadows me, and the one who becomes incarnate within me is the Son of God. Mary's journey to visit Elizabeth can symbolize something very important to each one of us today. A Christian who has accepted Jesus into his or her life is meant to carry him to others. And a devoted Christian is never alone, is always in the presence of the Lord. I know of an elderly lady living all on her own, and she is in constant conversation with Jesus all day long. It doesn't matter what she's doing, she is always chatting with him. What's so beautiful about it is the fact that she is so clear about the fact that she is not alone and that she is always aware of being accompanied. We can learn so much from someone like that. When I was much younger, when I heard today's gospel story, I thought Mary visited Elizabeth because Elizabeth was old and frail, was going to have the baby, and she needed someone to care for her. I don't see it that way, and not today anyways. Mary was in the midst of the most extraordinary experience of her life. Since the appearance of the angel until now, her heart was bursting with prayer and praise, amazement and wonder at the goodness of her God. In all the world at that time, there was only really one person who was having an experience like hers. And she just had to go and visit with Elizabeth. Mary just had learned that Jesus was in her womb. And with haste, she runs to bring Jesus to her cousin. And we see Mary filled with so much joy that she has much beauty and desire to bring Jesus to others. Such incredible joy that is overflowing to the point that she must share. This is the result of Mary's openness with her encounter with the Lord. We have a wonderful opportunity to look at Mary, to learn from her, to listen to her, to know that she is always for us, with us there. And we can look to Mary as a guide this Christmas. We can learn to say yes to God, to be open ourselves to the possibility of encountering Jesus and carrying him to others. A Christmas where the center is Jesus. A joyful and peaceful Christmas that we can share with our brothers and sisters, with our family and friends, with the whole world. I would like to add another point about today's gospel. It stops just short of the Magnificat, which is Mary's response to the greeting of Elizabeth. To magnify the Lord is to make him bigger. To magnify the Lord is to make him bigger. Think about what that could mean for us in our lives right now. The bigger our God, the smaller our problems. Some people will tend to doubt in God because they seem to have mighty problems. Mary had a profound understanding of her trust in God. He that is mighty has done this thing to me. He raised up the lowly. It is a special grace to know that you are a child of God and that you are loved unconditionally. Let us live these last days of Advent, bursting out at the seams, leaping with joy in our hearts, waiting, serving, loving, and trusting that the Lord is transforming our lives. And we should be like Mary, so filled with love and excitement about Jesus that we want to bring him to others with great joy and energy, just as she went to Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was attentive enough to recognize that it was Jesus that Mary was bringing to her. This can become part of our prayer as we set out each day. We can offer ourselves as someone who is willing and who wants to bring Jesus to others. Our prayer can be simply this: Lord, may your presence within me today touch the hearts of those I meet, either through the words I say, the prayers I pray, the life I live, or the very person that I am. In Jesus' name, amen. Wishing you all a Christ-filled Christmas.